13 in front of 6 o'clock and 5 degrees below zero. We started at minus 4, so we're heading in the wrong direction. But it is what it is. We're looking for warmer temps, double digits today, and then further up the scale tomorrow from 12 today to 17 to, what are we looking for, 23 on Sunday with around an 80% chance of an inch of snow. So that's my first thought this morning. Today in history, I don't know, kind of got some sheets, and I don't know where they are. So you ever fool yourself? Kind of doing that already early this morning. So here we go. We'll do the best we can. On this day in 1933, Adolf Hitler was sworn in as Chancellor of Germany.
Wenn Boeing versuchen sollte, auf dem Weg zollpolitischer Maßnahmen 20.
Hitler went from chancellor to dictator, and his 12-year reign of power was hell on earth, as it led to World War II and the Holocaust. Also this morning on WWIB, the Lone Ranger made its radio debut on this day way back in 1933 on WXYZ in Detroit.
I'll see you.
Yeah, and one other item this morning. Howard Hespin, who played Dr. Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati, passed on this day in 2022 at the age of 81. Also, 3 years ago, Cindy Williams of Laverne and Shirley died at 75. Of course, that was a movie, a television show that was kind of based in Milwaukee, as was Happy Days. And Tuesday nights back in the 70s, you'd have Happy Days at 7, Laverne and Shirley at 7:30, topping the ratings. Okay, our morning devotion continues. Yesterday we had John 13:27a. Today it's B. John 13:27b from Jason Kansas. Notes from the Upper Room. Lessons in loving like Jesus, because we need some. The part of that verse says, Jesus said to him, what you are going to do, do quickly, right? This is the Upper Room. This is Judas. And Jason writes this. Jesus was troubled and tormented by what was to come, and his humanity absolutely did not want to go through with the crucifixion. Who of us would? Yet in his divinity, he understood that there was no other way. To save people meant the cross. These eight words, what you are going to do, do quickly, were the only recorded verbal interaction between Jesus and Judas in the Upper Room. John gave us one other glimpse of Judas in the previous chapter. Chapter 12, verse 3, when Judas criticized the woman who anointed Jesus, the gospel writers recorded no other verbal engagement between Jesus and Judas. Even though Jesus was troubled in spirit, he did not bargain with Judas, plead with him to reconsider, nor heap shame upon him. He spoke directly, what you are going to do, do quickly. Jesus knew his purpose and plan, and he saw no need to put it off. Many of us fail to live with the same level of conviction. We bargain. We avoid others and delay difficult conversations. We use shame as a motivator. Rather than facing conflict head on, we dance around it, but Jesus taught us the value of directness. Our closing prayer, Jesus, when we ponder your interaction with Judas, we're amazed at your directness. We tend to bargain, justify, or avoid difficult circumstances. Teach us to press into our discomfort, having hard conversations when they're necessary, and trusting you with the outcome. Contestant number one today, let's get a winning streak going. It's the WIB Winter Warm-Up presented by the great folks at Visiting Angels of Eau Claire, and we're getting ready to pay back someone's heating bill. Our first contestant today, week two of the 4 weeks of paying back heating bills on Fridays, is Sherry Steinmetz of Bloomer. Yes, Sherry, with a heating bill of $138.39. Sherry, you're on the clock right now at 6:18:40, okay? So give us a call back at 723-2555, and boy, she's on the line already, folks. Unbelievable. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a winner.
Thank you. I love it.
You were a winner even before we paid back your heating bill. You're a double winner now. $138.39. What was your reaction when you heard your name called?
I was excited.
Yeah.
It's been a cold winter. I'm ready for spring.
Well, last week, Sherry, we called somebody's name, and they had a $300, the very max, and we never heard from them. But that's different. This week, we heard from you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. You have a terrific Friday.
And all right, you too. Thank you.
What's your favorite radio station?
WIB Radio all the way.
All right. Thanks so much, our friend Sherry. Thanks so much to Visiting Angels and all the generous sponsors helping us pay back your bills this winter, including Quality Propane and Fuels. Kerry Bean Coffee Shop in Shell Lake and Stelter Incorporated. First bill paid back. Stick with us all day long. Your name could be called as well.
Well, Hal, well, this is something pretty cool with our friends at Made Pro. It's the Made Pro Veteran Cleaning Giveaway. It's something we're doing every month at the end of the month here in 2026.
Yeah, here we are, the end of January already, and Made Pro has a heart for service members, and they want to make their lives a little easier by donating 1 4-hour cleaning.
And we're doing this every month, again, all throughout 2026. So we are here now to announce the winner for January. You can nominate someone as well. Head to wwib.com/MadePro or click on that Made Pro banner right in the middle of the main page to nominate yourself. You can nominate yourself. You can nominate someone you know who has served our country, or maybe it's the spouse of someone you know who's running their household without their loved one who's in the service. Maybe they could just use a little help, and Made Pro, again, wants to help and wants to serve those who are serving.
That's fantastic. Our first recipient was actually nominated twice from different people.
So our winner in January is Kenny. He fought in Operation Enduring Freedom and served our country for 34 years. Thank you for your service, Kenny.
Wow. Kenny currently heads up the Elks Club, where he's always helping others with organizing benefits, raffles, and their monthly fish fry.
Kenny has a heart of gold, his nominations say, and he's always the first to help others.
Huh. Thanks so much, Kenny. Congratulations.
Made Pro will be in contact with Kenny. And meanwhile, don't forget, friends, nominate your service member at wwib.com/MadePro. That's wwib.com/MadePro. A really cool thing. And we appreciate Made Pro giving this salute to our veterans.
Kenny, we salute you. Thanks so much.
Well, before we get back to the tunes, you know what? February's coming up soon. We got to let you know what to look forward to, don't we?
Starts on Sunday. It is American Heart Month.
February is also American History Month.
Black History Month.
It is Children's Dental Health Month.
International Friendship Month.
February is National Cherry Month.
Think of our friends in Door County. National Embroidery Month.
It is National Grapefruit Month as well.
Those are good for you. National Snack Food Month. Maybe not as good.
Not always good for you. February is National Wild Bird Feeding Month.
That's pretty cool. It's Responsible Pet Owners Month.
So clean up after your dogs. It's National Cherry Month, which we've already mentioned, but it's so nice it has to be listed twice.
I'm going to go with National Hot Breakfast Month.
It is National Macadamia Nut Month. White chocolate chip macadamia nut cookies.
I think about the cookies. It is finally Return Shopping Carts to the Supermarket Month. Who's taking those things?
Here's the thing. Don't do that just 1 month out of the year. Do that every month. It just makes you a good human being. It's time for our Friday morning tradition where we get you caught up in everything you might have missed and the past, week in news, sports, politics, pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed fashion. We know you're busy folk. We call it headlines, and here we go.
A study claimed there's no evidence that social media causes depression.
Yeah, the study was conducted by researchers at Instagram U in association with the TikTok Institute of Technology.
That explains it.
The number of young adults living at home has continued to rise.
Well, it's a lot easier to get along with your folks once you're old enough to realize they were right about everything.
Indeed.
The average fee these days for using an ATM other than your bank's ATM is $4.73.
And that's not including the tip.
Round up to five.
The Super Bowl is just over a week away.
Which means the pregame show has probably already started.
Undoubtedly.
It's been over a month since Christmas. Are your lights down yet?
I decided to keep mine up in celebration of Groundhog Day.
Good idea.
Scientists say sharks live much longer than we previously thought. They have evidence of some sharks living into their 70s.
Though Jaws would be a little less terrifying if he was all gums.
Right.
And finally, a man in Poland had to be rescued by the fire department after becoming wedged inside a washing machine while playing hide-and-seek with his kids.
Yeah, the rescuers got there just before the kids negotiated an allowance increase in exchange for not starting the spin cycle.
Tough negotiators.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Congratulations, we have another winner in the WIB Winter Warm-Up. Chris Getzky from Menominee. It took him, 3 minutes to call us back in time? He had 10 minutes, 37 seconds. Called us back at 715-723-2555 with plenty of time to spare. And so Chris is our latest winter warm-up winner. During that song, as it was playing, it only took, about a minute. Peyton Hoff from Eau Claire called back And he wins, Halvo, our maximum payout of $300. We've had two $300 winners in a row this hour. And that's the thing. You never know. We did two this hour. We didn't get a winner last hour. You never know. Is it going to be every hour? Is it going to be twice in an hour? You never know. You've got to keep it here on WWIB all day long.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Time for the best of the week, stretching from Monday all the way through this very Friday morning.
Good morning. It's Shelley from Shertek. My highlight of the weekend was talking to Sean Rodriguez on the air with you guys when I won on the winter warm-up. Thanks again for that. You guys have a great day. Stay warm. God bless.
On an average day in the U.S., this happens to 225 people. What in the world could that be?
Our first clue is 75% of those people are women.
Hey, Jeff, go ahead.
Burn themselves with a curling iron.
Burn themselves with a curling iron. Again. Makes sense to be more ladies than guys.
Yeah.
Is that it? It's not. Thank you, Jeff. 715.
And for the guys, it might not be because they're using it, but because, you know, in the bathroom, that curling iron.
It was left plugged in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We have given a lot of different clues. We've said three-fourths of these 225 are women. They've received this voluntarily. They've paid for it. Most insurance doesn't cover it. And Caleb, what's our latest clue?
It has to do with your appearance.
Beth Deitch from Eau Claire.
Hi, Beth.
What do you think?
Would be a nose job.
Would it be a nose job? 225 people every day.
Why would you say that?
Well, some people don't like their noses.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And if like I unintentionally gave a clue earlier, but it's like, oh, sniffing it out.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So, Beth,
you're right. That Culver's concrete mixer.
Yes, 225 people a day in the U.S., 75% of them women, but again, 25% guys. Mm-hmm. 225 people every day get a nose job.
There you
Certainly
go.
Certainly not something I would do.
Right? Boy, Scott was close. He said plastic surgery, but the follow-up guest just wasn't there. You were to get it for the win. Way to go, Beth. Our first contestant today, week two of the 4 weeks of paying back heating bills on Fridays, is Sherry Steinmetz, a Bloomer. Yes, Sherry, with a heating bill of $138.39. Sherry, you're on the clock right now at 6:18:40, okay? So give us a call back at 723-2555. And boy, she's on the line already, folks. Unbelievable. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a winner.
Thank you. I love it.
You were a winner even before we paid back your heating bill. You're a double winner now. $138.39. What was your reaction when you heard your name called?
I was excited.
Yeah.
It's been a cold winter. I'm ready for spring.
I'm ready for spring, too. We'll find out on Monday if it's coming soon.
Fantastic. The best of the week. Thanks, as always, Halvo.
Yeah.
Putting that together for us.